Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Eloquently Speaking Open Mic. My name is Stacey Lunsford. Thank you for joining me tonight. I have some very special guests tonight. They are not strangers to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. I have Mick Four, KJ, Cool, Duck, and Dancer in the studio with me tonight. And tonight's interview is entitled Mac 4, The Journey Continues. Welcome, Mac 4. How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I am doing fine, and I'm glad to have you on the show again. We have a lot of things to talk about. You guys are really doing some wonderful things, and we're just going to open up by just sharing what's going on with you. I know you have a anniversary coming up and some special projects
yes,
that you're working on. You have a TV show. So who wants to bring us up to date?
So first we'd like to introduce ourselves.
My name is Kevin and they call me KJ.
My name is Kayvon, they call me Cool.
I'm K-Love, they call me Dancer.
I'm Keith, they call me Duck.
And Mac 4 started on December 4th, 2010. It started out between a bet between KJ and our father. And he bet him that he couldn't hit a new edition step, so he did. Then the rest of us came down and joined in. And that Monday, we asked our dad when are we going to rehearse, and he was like, rehearse what? And we said, no audition. So 10 years later, we're still rehearsing, and we have more and more opportunities to do things. Like, on our 10-year anniversary, we'll be doing a virtual concert.
Okay, now who's
and doing
talking?
A virtual
like,
con-
as we pass the mic around, just identify. Okay, dancer. Okay, just say who you are before you take the mic. Okay, go ahead.
This is KJ. The virtual concert is going to be based on our 10-year album, which is going to be releasing on December 4th. We're going to be performing all 10 songs that's on the track, I mean, on the album.
And what's the date that it's going to be released?
December 4th, our 10-year anniversary.
December the 4th, okay. So we have some...
This is Doc speaking.
Hi, Doc. What's going on?
We also have our own TV show on Slide TV on Roku. It's called Mac 4 Division. So make sure y'all go see that.
Okay, you can tell us more about that being and then how they can actually, how our guests can actually tune in and support your TV show.
So the TV show, most people got it wrong, so we decided to explain it. If you have a Roku TV, you go to the ad channel and search up Slide TV Live. And once you add that, you should open up to Slide TV Live. And we're up under a category called Slide TV Live Music. And the first thing or the second thing that should pop up is Mac 4 Division.
Okay. And offline, you can make sure you send that information to me so I can share it on the radio. So how did the TV show come into being, and what is the purpose of the TV show? Like, what is your show about? What are you going to, your television show, what is it about? What kind of guests are you going to be having on? Like, just tell me what you're doing with it.
The TV show is about our preparation for our 10-year anniversary, our rehearsals, and also behind the scenes of it, and what we go through on our daily life. Also, we'll be having guest stars on it that answer a bunch of questions about Mac 4 and how they met us and their experiences with us also.
Okay. I'm excited about that. Now, I want to stop for a moment to just share some foundational information with our listeners. And I want to thank everyone that's joining us tonight to support Mac 4. Whether you're listening live on the internet, by the phone, please press 1 if you have a question for Mac 4. And if you have a comment, please write it and we will definitely get back to you. But Mac 4, the group was formed December the 4th, 2010, by their father, Kevin McKinney, and Mac 4. The members are,
Mac
and they already, Mac 4, I always say it wrong, Mac 4. And at the time, he was 9 years old. And while rocking to New Edition Heartbreak, Father Kevin of Mac 4 got up and did a Northeast move and bet KJ that he couldn't hit the move, but he did. And the second member, Kayvon, Mr. Cool, K-Love, known as Dancer, and Keith Duck, they all joined in. And that's how Mac 4 got started. Mac 4 are three brothers from Baltimore, Maryland.
Four brothers.
Mac 4 that have relocated.
Come again.
They have a passion for R&B music. And throughout their career, they have been acknowledging the Temptations, the Jackson 5, and New Edition. And now they are creating in there only. And the song that we opened up with was one of their original songs. I would like to talk about Darling Dear, because that's the song that we was listening to. So tell me about that song. I really like that song. I got a lot of compliments about that song. What inspired you to do Darling Dear?
This is Dancer. Darling Dear was a cover song that we did by the Jacksons, which is also on our album, The Journey Continues. We've been rehearsing that song since we was younger, so we decided to pay homage to the Jackson 5 and did the cover.
Okay. So you guys have a new look. So what was the inspiration with your new look and the afros? So I know why, but I want you to tell our audience why.
Well, a lot of times we have gotten compared to the Jackson 5. And we had always wanted to grow our afros, so we decided to grow them out. And, well, you can say pay homage to the Jacksons and add a new Maxwell flavor to it.
Okay. So are you getting a lot of positive feedback about your fros?
Yes, ma'am. A lot of people love them. And plus it adds on to the comparison we have to the Jacksons.
Okay. When I saw the pictures, I was like, wow, you know, because sometimes I wear my hair in a bush too, but I really love the new look. And I mean, just I spent some time going through your social media to give you guys an opportunity to provide Twitter. How can the listeners come and what are your upcoming events? Like, what is your Twitter? What's your Twitter account so that they can support you on Twitter? We'll do it that way. What's your Twitter account? What's your YouTube account? And what is your website address?
This is KJ talking. When you go to our website, www.max4.com. I'm going to spell it out again. www.macfour4.com. Once you go there, all of our social medias like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, those are spelled MACFOUR. All of our social media music is on our website.
Okay.
And for the social media handle, it's all under Mac4ENT.
Mac 4.
That's MACFOUR. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for the information. So, what do you want to share about your journey? Because the title is Mac, The Journey Continues. So, tell me about this journey. And all of you have matured so nicely, and I know, you know, you've always done well in school. You've been proactive in the community. You were advocates for victims of domestic violence. You're just always doing positive things. And so where are you today academically as far as school is concerned? And then I know I'm asking kind of like two questions together, but I want to know about your journey as an artist and how you managed to stay focused with your schoolwork and to maintain a positive attitude and encourage your peers. And whoever wants to go first, please give your name.
This is
and
Dancer.
You can respond to
the journey.
Okay.
The journey continues means for us is just it's self-explanatory. Our journey never stops. The goal is to be the best in the world, and you should never give up on your dreams. How we stay, we balance everything out between schoolwork, rehearsals, because schoolwork always comes first, and we're all honor roll students. But KJ has graduated. He graduated with all honors.
He graduated from high school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so are you in college now?
Right now I'm editing the TV show, so I'm balancing on both, taking classes for it as well.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. And who's going to go next? You're welcome.
This is cool. The journey continues. Like my brother said, it's just about how you don't stop trying to reach your goal and always strive to be number one. And most of that part is hard work and determination to get where you need to be.
And that's true. And I'm glad that you guys have stayed true to your dream. And I have worked.
Sorry, you're breaking up.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. It's a bad connection. As we go through life, things happen. We go through trials and tribulations, and it all makes us stronger. On your journey, things have not always been positive, but you guys have managed to maintain a positive attitude throughout everything. And I really wanted to stress that because your positive energy, it really stands out and it really touches your fans. And you are making the difference. And sometimes we need to hear that. But on this journey, we have different tests, different trials, and sometimes we get discouraged. And I would like for each of you to share a challenge on your journey where you really had to trust in what you believed as Mac 4 and then individually, because you all have great dreams and you all are doing great things together, but you have been in different cycles in your career and professionally as well as personally. So how, name one of the biggest challenges that you had to face on this journey and how you stay focused. And the reason that I'm asking that question is every time you guys come on as a guest, I ask specific questions so that we can encourage our young men and our young women that are supporting you, that are listening to you. But I also want to give you an opportunity to encourage someone, because, you know, people been watching you and following you for a long time. And you guys, I don't care how hard it was, you never gave up on your dream. You consistently practice. You are very disciplined, and it takes a lot to do what you do. So during that process, what strengthened you to keep doing what you do and not giving up, even if you felt like giving up?
Well, for Mac 4, one of the biggest challenges was moving down to the ATL in the middle of a school year. Since we had to move in the middle of the school year, we had to balance out our schoolwork and moving and rehearsals and shows, which after all of it was done, said and done, we were still honor roll students throughout it all.
Okay. And how did you manage to do that?
We put our priorities first and just stayed focused. No matter how hard it got, we kept on going.
Okay, so were you a good support system to each other? If one was feeling a little down, like, tell me what you all did. Like, let's really get real. And, like, how did you encourage each other?
We encouraged each other by... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
This is Duck speaking. We encourage each other by keeping our heads up, staying positive. Even during the dark times, we kept our heads up, stayed positive, and we kept on rehearsing, kept on striving for what we wanted to do.
Okay. And, Duck, I'm glad to hear from you. You have really grown tremendously, and I want to talk a little bit. And you guys, you know, hold on, because I want to come back to you with that question as well. But, Duck, you've been singing a lot of the lead songs lately. So how do you feel about being in the limelight?
Being in the limelight? I'm not the lead singer of the group. We're all lead singers, so I'm not one to strictly talk about me being in the limelight, being in the spotlight by myself. Because if I'm going to be in the spotlight, it has to be with all my brothers.
Okay, and I appreciate that answer. And let me just word it differently. You've been singing a lot of, I mean, everybody take turns, but the last couple of videos that I saw, you were singing. And
I come again, you're breaking up.
I'm also reminded of Michael Jackson because he was the youngest one at the time with his brothers, you know, the Jackson Five. And it's just nice to see you, you know, doing some lead songs and growing. And I'm proud of each and every one of you. And I'm not trying to, like, separate or make one better than the other, because I'm, you know, I know that you all are an awesome team. But it's also good to see you growing in that area. And I'm very proud of you. So keep up the good work.
Thank you. We will.
And who else wants to share? Oh, go ahead.
I feel honored to be compared to Michael Jackson because, once again, he was one of the legends. He's one of the people I aspire. He inspires me to keep doing what I do.
Okay. And if you could encourage another person in your age category to pursue their dreams, what would you say to them?
Say, never give up. Keep on trying. Even when times get down, even when you get down, you feel like you're all alone, you're not. Just keep on trying. You'll get there. Never give up.
Okay. You know, I like that. And one of the things I love about the answers that you guys are sharing with our audience tonight, you have been consistent with every interview, every show, never give up. So you guys have to do a song, Never Give Up. I'm going to write a new poem called Never Give Up, and I'm going to dedicate it to you all. So let me hear from the next one that want to talk about overcoming the challenge on the journey.
This is cool. A personal challenge that we've had was time management, because when we moved down to Atlanta, we had a lot of stuff going on, so we had to learn how to balance our personal life along with our performing and get that settled.
That is an excellent answer, and time management is very important. And how much time do you dedicate to doing your homework and then actually taking the time?
It takes as much time as you need to get it right, because you don't want to fail, so you try your best at each thing, no matter how long it takes.
Okay. Good answer. So, okay, Jane.
The most overcoming challenges, it was moving, but also, let's say, filming. Filming a lot, it takes a whole lot of hard work. And sometimes we're going to have, like, haters and saying that we need to do this or do that, or let's say
how should I they go, yeah, places and spaces. Those are almost all the hardest challenges that we had to go through.
Places and spaces. I like that. And it's real. And I want to just highlight that you do a lot of the
Come again.
You have, I'm sorry if the phone keep breaking up, guys. You have been doing a lot of the filming and the productions behind MAC4 with the videos. And could you tell us more about that? And your work is very good, by the way.
Thank you. Since we don't have a team to do our videos to record down here, so what we did was we studied on how to film music videos, how to film videos in general. So I took some classes on that, and it just became easy as the time went on.
Okay. Well, I want to encourage you too, because the quality of your work is excellent. And
thank you.
When your father shared one of your events the other day, and I saw you all, and I was like, wow, because it's been so long. So I really took some time to go through, you know, social media and just to get caught up with you all. And I was so impressed looking at your videos and the creativity.
You.
Oh, you're welcome. But the creativity, you guys are still dancing, and I know you're going to always be dancing, but I really love, like, your backgrounds and how creative you have been. And one of my, well, I'm going to give you all a chance to ask me something about you all. But if you would, if anyone would ask me what one of my favorite songs, I would say, Thank You, God. And when I watched that video, Thank You, God, and then There's No Place Like Home. What's the one about home? I'm sorry if I'm not saying it right.
Finding
My Way Home, yes. I absolutely love that song. But Thank You, God. You're welcome. When I look at the video for Thank You, God, I see appreciation. I see gratitude, and all four of you are giving thanks to God for this journey that you started at a very young age, where you set out with some very serious goals, and I have watched you check off your checklist. Thank you, God, we're doing well in school. Thank you, God, we're still accomplishing great things. Thank you, God. You started going on the news. You started getting interviews. You started getting noticed. You started out because of your parents' love for R&B in the New Edition, the group New Edition, and then you end up meeting New Edition. So while we're talking about the journey continues, I want you to just talk about some of the people that you met on your journey, how they have encouraged you, how they open up to you, how they have been supporting you. Because I believe that your success today has been a major, major accomplishment that has touched a lot of lives. So you are really making a difference, and you're changing the world through music. And I commend you on that, all four of you. You know, keep up the good work. But on this journey, the different places that you have traveled, the different places that you have performed, would you like to share any of those experiences? And how did it keep you rooted and grounded in humility? Because you all are very humble. And I encourage you to stay humble, because your heart is just really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, can you repeat the question?
Yes, on the journey that you have been on from the time that you guys started, all of the places
yes,
that
ma'am.
You have traveled, the different concerts and events that you have been on.
So traveling, ooh, those are just hours and hours of driving, but we got to remember that this is all for fun and all for exposure. We went to New York, which we auditioned for the Apollo. We auditioned for America's Got Talent. Those were that was one of my favorite memories. Traveling could be a bit hard, though. So what we do, we just got to remain positive. And remember, all of it is just for fun.
Yes, and it is. You know, everything should be, I mean, do what you do, but have fun doing it. And it is possible. So how was it going to the Apollo?
It was wonderful. It was cold back when we auditioned. When we auditioned, one of the hardest judges said that we were legends in the making.
Wow.
And we felt honored.
Awesome. Yes, because you've been hearing that for a long time. And then, you know, you're living up to your name and you're making a difference. And, you know, keep
yes,
up the
ma'am.
Good work. So I want to hear from someone else about one of your experiences on the road, one of the events that you have gone to, because you do a lot of political awareness events. You support the Martin Luther King events. But I don't want to say everything. I want you to tell us about some of the journey's memorable experiences that you have had.
This is Dancer. One of the things we did while we was traveling was watching the Jackson 5 show, the cartoon they had. And we're glad that we did it because now in the future, 2 years later, we have our own TV show. And that really inspired us to do more and more and made our decision greater to do the TV show.
That is so awesome. Congratulations. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to share on that?
Go ahead.
This is cool.
Hi, cool.
Most of the time while traveling, we had to rest because, like we said, it's a long drive. And so, therefore, if we keep our rest up, we can keep positive spirits so that we can continue to provide good energy for when we perform.
Okay. And on that note, I will make sure that I keep you guys in prayer when I know you are going to be on the road. And I'll do better with keeping in touch with you all so that I'll know the different events and stuff, just, you know, what you're doing so I can support you a little better. And I want to take this time to say thank you so much for joining me tonight. And again, for those of you that are listening, we have Mac Four in the studio tonight, four brothers that love to sing R&B, and they have made many accomplishments and have been pursuing their dreams, and they love to pay homage to our legendary R&B artists. And I want to take the time to say that because music can be very uplifting. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. Sometimes when people are going through difficult times, they can put a song on and that song can cheer them up.
For having us too.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we would also like to thank Bad Boy Billy Sly and Smoke Up Sly Entertainment they're the reasons why we're able to have our TV show, Mac for the Vision.
Shout out to them again.
We would like to thank Bad Boy, Billy Sly, and Smoke of Sly Entertainment, because they're the reasons why we're able to have our TV show, Mac for the Vision.
And is there anybody else that you want to give a shout out to for helping you, supporting you?
I would like to shout out all of our friends and family, because they've been supporting us through day one, and they kept uplifting us. They kept giving us love when we released our song. So I would like to give a big shout out to them.
Okay, thank you. And I'm quite sure that they appreciate it. And I know Mom and Dad is in the background. Do you have anything special you want to say to your parents in appreciation for their love and their support?
Our parents.
Yes.
I love you dearly.
This is Dancer. What I have to say to them is thank you for being there for us. Thank you for giving us extra hours of rehearsal, even though there was food on the stove that needed to be eaten, though. Thank you.
This is KJ. Thank you for making us be who we are, and also a little something for y'all. What's for dinner? Kind of hungry, you know.
You know, you guys are so blessed because the love and unity amongst you, and then just the love that you have for your parents. Since I met you, you have always loved on your parents. You hold them in high esteem. You're very respectful. And I just want to take the time to thank Mr. and Mrs. McFor for the wonderful job that you did with your sons, and not just your four sons, but all of your children. You have been a positive influence just on them, but in everyone that they come in contact with, because they're so, so loving, they're so kind, and the seeds of love that you sown into your children is a direct reflection of the love that's in you. But I just want to share some of the things that people have been saying about McFor. And, you know, a lot of people from the radio network, they watch you grow up. And you may not hear from a lot. Like Chris. And when she saw your picture, she was so happy for you all. And Apostle Al Blumenberg, he had even, you know, he prophesied and spoke life over. All of these things happen. But the main thing that people are saying about McFor is how nice it is to see young black men doing positive things, uplifting and encouraging others. But they see the manners. They see the positive attitude, the positive speech. And I'm taking the time to say this because we're living at a day and time where young people are doing well, and then we have some young people that are doing well and are model leaders to your peers. And it's important that you understand that, because you are pursuing your dream and you love music, but in the midst of that, you are impacting lives. So if you take anything away with you tonight, that's what I want you to understand. Yes, the journey continues, but just like the Jackson 5 in their era, they encourage others because of their positive attitude and because of their positive music. Four, on behalf of the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, I salute you. Thank you for making a difference and changing the world through your music. And I am so honored that you're welcome. And I'll give you guys a chance to respond to that.
This is KJ. We feel honored and we're humbled that you said those words to us. That really makes us want to keep going and keep people have more positivity.
And we need that today. More than ever we need it. So I know you guys are hungry, but I just have a few more questions, and then you can ask me a question too. But with this pandemic,
well, the hungry joke, that was just a joke.
Oh, okay. And you should be cooking by now too for mom and dad. So with this pandemic, it has changed a lot of things because, you know, people can't move around as freely as they used to. How has that impacted what you do, and how have you made the necessary adjustments?
This is KJ talking. The pandemic, it limited our performances. So what we did, we didn't let that bother us, so we just continued rehearsing. And that's why we're doing a virtual concert for everyone to see. Since this pandemic is going on, we don't know how long this pandemic is going to last.
Okay.
This is Doc speaking. So the pandemic, the impact it had on us had some ups and downs. The place where we usually go to rehearse and hone our skills is the Y. And since this pandemic happened, we can't really go there anymore.
Okay. And that's been the same way here. Our Y's just started opening back up. Because I do praise dance, so I go through the Y too. So I totally understand, Ducks, how you feel about that. And there's more room at the YMCA versus, you know, being in the living room. And although I have to tell you, I enjoy watching those silly moments where you guys are rehearsing, you know, in the house and you laughing and just having fun. Those are memories that's going to last forever. And one day you'll have your own children and you'll be able to share those things. So the pandemic has limited your movement, but it has not shut you down. And for your 10-year anniversary, could you tell us more about that as we come to the close of the interview? And I know that it's going to be virtual.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to perform all of our songs that was on on our third album, and we're going to share them to y'all.
Okay. And how do the people have to? Will your guests have to register for this event? How is that going to go?
First, we'll be doing it when it will be uploaded to YouTube also, so you can catch it on that. Also, we would like to say you can purchase your physical copy. My third album is going to be signed and autographed, titled Maxwell, The Journey Continues. You can purchase it by PayPal. The PayPal is maxwellent@gmail.com. And it's also $10. So go ahead and get your physically signed copy.
Okay, and say, release that information one more time.
You can now, if you can't wait to December 4th for it to be released, you can get an early physical copy, which will be autographed. You can purchase it by PayPal. It's only $10. And the PayPal name is mac4ent@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. That's awesome that it's ready already. And I will make a donation and get my first copy. But I mean, I'm going to get a couple of copies, and you'll see when the order comes in. And I will get some as Christmas gifts to those that have been
close to the radio network that have been following you and supporting you. And that's going to be a way to support the work that you're doing. Now, if you need anything at all in preparations for the anniversary and moving forward, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, because my door is open for you. Anytime that we can assist you with advertising or marketing, and even just support the work that you're doing, just, you know, reach out to us and let us know. And if you have any questions for me about my time with you all, please feel free to ask.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
If mom and dad are, I mean, I know mom and dad is listening, but if you want to grace the mic, I want to give you an opportunity to do so.
They're not actually at the phone right now, so it's just us four.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're busy.
All right.
They busy preparing for our next episode, Mac for the Vision.
Okay. That we want to share before we end the interview. And oh, I know
make
what I wanted
sure
to ask you. Go ahead.
Oh, this is Dancer. We'd like to say, make sure you catch episode 1 and 2 of Next World Division on Slot TV Live on Roku.
Okay. And what days does the show air? Is it going to be every day?
This is KJ. We just released episode 1 on the 28th, I believe. So you can catch that one. And right now we're working on our second episode as we speak.
Okay. Now, how did you guys come up with the episodes?
It's a backstory. We just tell how we feel about it. We're building up to our 10-year anniversary and see how that goes. That's just behind the scenes. And what our daily lives is like, building up to the December 4th.
Okay. So is this going to be all original music, or are you going to do some remakes?
On our album, we have cover songs that we did, like Neo, Because of You, the Jacksons, Darling Dear.
The cover we also have is also by the Jacksons, and it's called Destiny. We also have some of our original songs called Superhero, Baby Be Mine, and Thank You God on there.
Okay.
We also have K-Girl 2020, which is out right now.
And what kind of positive feedback are you getting in regards to your latest releases?
Well, the people who bought the physical copy, we are getting very positive feedbacks on it.
Very good. So do you guys have a fan club?
A fan club? We don't know, but it might be one, and we just got to find it.
Okay. I know we had talked about it before, and so much has happened, and I know you have a pretty good following, so I'm quite sure you do. And I want to give each of you an opportunity to close out with a comment, and thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to having you back on again as we get a little closer to the anniversary, so you can talk about it and, you know, just help do some promotional work.
This is KJ. First and foremost, we like having us on your show. And
oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you to all of our fans and our friends and our supporters that's out there. Thank you very much for supporting us throughout our 10 years of being Mac 4. Also, catch up with us on Sly TV Live on Roku, Mac 4 The Vision.
This is cool. First and foremost, thank you for having us on here. It's a great pleasure to sit here and talk with you. And I want to say, make sure you read your contract because it's important to know what you're signing.
Yes. Now, when it comes down to the contract.
Hi, Dancer. Let me ask this question first about the contracts before you go in. Now, when it comes down to the contracts, are you guys all looking over that together? I mean, I know your parents are there, but are you a part of that process as well?
Yes, ma'am. It's important for everybody to know what we're dealing with.
And that's the reason I ask that question, because we have a lot of young people, the first opportunity that comes, they're quick to sign that contract. So, Ju, why did you say what you just said? And tell us again why it's so important to read between the lines on these contracts.
It's important because when dealing with the business, you need to know what you're signing, because they can screw you over if you're not well prepared.
Okay, and that is so true. So thank you so much for saying that. And if you are listening and you are in the music industry, if you are a dancer, a rapper, a poet, doesn't matter, make sure you take the time to read your contracts. So come on, Dancer, the mic is yours.
This is Dancer. We'd like to thank you for having us. Also, we'd like to let our fans know that if you continue to follow your heart and your dreams, nothing can send you away.
That is so true. And you guys are all witnesses of that. Okay, who's next?
This is Duck. First, I would like to say thank you for having us on your show. It really means a lot for you to want us to be here. Second, never give up. Never give up on your dreams.
Thank you. Do you know that I never gave up on my dreams, and my dreams are coming true just like your dreams are coming true? I'm right along with you all, and you guys are so encouraging me tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So come on, you're the last one.
Oh, I thought... You that was all four of us.
Oh, KJ went already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is Eloquently Speaking, and you are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And our guests tonight have been Mac Four, and we have four brothers that are...
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I think you was breaking up.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to say that I want to highlight some of the key things that you all said tonight, and that was never go up. I mean, never give up. Follow your dreams, and time management is important. And with all of the changes that you all have been going through, time management, you had to manage your, you know, your homework, the time it's going to take to practice. And with everything that you do, it requires a sacrifice. So you have to be willing to give up something to receive something. So you guys have sacrificed a lot. But one of the things I enjoyed, and I'm smiling, but one of the things I enjoy hearing you say was that, you know, give a shout out to your friends, your family, and your loved ones, and those that have been supporting you. So you guys represent love. And one of the pictures, the graphics that you had like a long, long time ago, remember it was Mac Four with the heart, and it had the number four inside of it. You guys remember?
Yes, ma'am. We still have that logo.
Okay, hold on to that logo because it really means a lot, but it represents the love that's inside of you. And every time you get on stage to perform, you are literally sharing God's love and you're sharing a positive message. So thank you so much for being true to your vision and true to your dream and staying on the journey. And I look forward to seeing the vision grow. God bless you all, and thank you so much for joining me, and we will be in touch. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Good night, and give your parents my love. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
Good night.